This is URN.
Hello, and we are back. So the next story that we're going to be moving on to is to do with Sajid Javid and the recent possible measures that the government could be bringing in, and we're going over to Ben for that.
Hello. So yeah, just to give a summary of what's been said, it was reported by the BBC as well as quite a few other newspaper-style places. Sajid Javid has said that the government is currently at this stage not planning to bring in their Plan B measures, which can range from mandatory face coverings and working from home. But he says at this point, they're not being brought in. Because in addition to that, he's warned that, cases could hit 100,000 a day. But despite that, there is sustainable pressure on the NHS. And Number 10 itself has said that there's no plans for a future lockdown at the moment, but we'll have to, I suppose, wait and see for that one. I mean, how likely do you guys think that another lockdown is likely?
I think as much as they might not want to do another lockdown, given the impact that it has had on the economy, the rate at which, compared to this time last year, you've got number of new cases, it's the, I think, seventh day with over 40,000 new confirmed cases. If that number keeps growing as the 7-day averages are showing, it could be a scenario where they deem another lockdown necessary.
I think we've also seen throughout the lockdowns that the government's had to quite often go back on what they've said, whether it's coming out of lockdown or going into it. So what they say right now very well may change very soon. So who knows what they're actually going to go ahead with.
I suppose it depends on what the government considers, unsustainable pressure on the NHS. They've not really given us any information on what such pressure could look like. One of the kind of key takeaways from the article and from Sajid Javid is that currently it will seem to depend on the amount of booster jabs given, which I believe take up at the moment is currently quite low. So I suppose really is what is the best way of getting the message out there to get those booster jabs? I mean, is it simply a message of we'll have a lockdown if you don't get a booster jab, or should it be something more sort of nuanced?
What do you guys think of this suggestion that there might be mandatory COVID passports? Is that something you'd be in favour of?
They hinted to it earlier in the year, especially for young people entering nightclubs. Whether they'll introduce it or not, I'd personally give it 50-50, because on one hand, we'll have, its medical benefits, but on the other hand, this is a Conservative government that has, almost prided itself on, the kind of individual spirit and the judgment of the people. That would be taking quite a step in the opposite direction, to almost sort of force this, bring in this passport system, which some might see as, some might say is a limitation on freedoms, whether it is or not, I suppose is up to each individual to decide for themselves.
Yeah, I definitely think, when the vaccine passport stuff came out in the first place, I personally found it kind of ridiculous that it became controversial, because it's a standard thing when travelling to a lot of different countries that you need to get specific vaccines for diseases that are highly present in those countries. And if you're going into a highly crowded place, I don't think it's too much to ask just for you to show proof that you aren't going to spread a quite deadly and very infectious disease to a huge amount of people in a crowded area. And they have the infrastructure to do so. I believe the NHS, the normal NHS app, separate to the NHS COVID app, does actually have that passport. It just was never made mandatory. Because I think they went back on it quite last minute, because I believe it was maybe a week or so before it was due to become mandatory or something that they went back on it. So it's the infrastructure is there to do it, and they can definitely get it done. It's just, well, a lot of people just are very opposed to it, and I don't personally see why.
I suppose if they did bring in the passport system, there then also needs to be an equivalent system for those that are, you know, have exemptions from getting the, you know, the vaccine, whether it be some sort of allergies or, you know, they're already very seriously ill. But I suppose a big contention in America, you know, heading across the pond, as they say, at the moment, is whether religious exemptions are, you know, a valid exemption from getting a vaccine. I mean, I don't believe religion plays as strong a role in, you know, kind of the British consciousness, but, you know, if they did bring it in, it's certainly a big question for the government to look at.
Well, I mean, you know, you go back, it's not necessarily about vaccines, but I remember a story a couple of years ago about a quite notable court case about a son of Jehovah's Witnesses who needed a blood transfusion, but unfortunately, due to the the way the religion is structured, he couldn't have received that blood transfusion despite the fact it would have vastly improved his chances of survival. And it went straight up to the courts, and I think it landed in the sense that the doctors eventually gained the right to say, he needs this blood transfusion this desperately, we will, you know, take the action that's necessary. I mean, I wonder, you know, could that happen with potentially with vaccine passports, you know, you need it that badly.
I think also one thing is that the government has kind of been very reluctant to at any point even suggest that it would be a mandatory thing. I think they've instead tried to make it kind of like inconvenient. So with these kind of passport things, like, you're not going to be able to go into certain places. So just on a practical level, it's just not going to be realistic to not get a vaccine unless, like you were saying, like, unless people are validly exempt. So I think that's kind of been their approach, but even that's been kind of met with controversy. I kind of find the COVID passport thing a bit of a surprise, because I swear, like, a couple of weeks ago they were saying they were definitely not going to be doing it, so it seems to keep going in and out with the news as a possibility. So one thing I also wanted to ask is, do you guys think that this kind of next plan B, as they're calling it, is likely to happen? Do you think they are going to start introducing restrictions?
I very much think at least some changes will happen, because we've seen in the news consistently that the rates are going up, and I believe I saw recently, apparently, the rates are the highest since March or something to do with that. So things are definitely getting worse, like much worse with the cases recently. And obviously something needs to be done to stop that trend, and whether that's going full in on restrictions and stuff or just certain key things, well, we have no idea what the government will do. They've not been great on announcing things and then following up with them, or when they actually do follow up with things, announcing them ahead of time. So it really, who knows?
You know, I feel like it would also appear to the public if restrictions were introduced more severely, you know, them turning around after the whole spectacle of, you know, Freedom Day, back when all the restrictions were lifted, you know, will the government want to be caught essentially with their trousers down, saying it wasn't really Freedom Day, we have to go back into this now? You know, how will that look to their voters? You know, will that be, you know, a sign of good leadership? You know, because ultimately the government probably wants to stay in power going forward, and I think having that sort of indecisiveness is not a good reflection on them going forward.
Yeah, I can definitely see where their voters might not see that as a good thing, but at the same time, I feel like they could definitely at least, like, the way I would see it is that I'd rather have a government that would say, yep, we made a mistake, we're sorry, we'll fix it, rather than just going full steam ahead just because they said they would. And I think they could definitely, like, in a PR way, spin it that way to, like, quite a lot of voters. So I don't see that potentially being an issue, but I don't recall them ever doing that before, so I think it's likely that they will more try to save face and introduce minor restrictions.
Yeah, I think if they do introduce restrictions, it definitely won't be as severe, if you will, as last year, because I think, especially now after, you know, as Connor mentioned, after all the hype of Freedom Day, it would be very politically damaging to Boris Johnson personally, you know, after his assurances to, you know, for them to reintroduce restrictions. But in terms of how likely I think it is admittedly very likely. You know, last year we saw a pattern of, you know, them pledging that there would be no more restrictions, and then slowly starts to creep into the news, and it almost kind of sort of warms us up or braces us to when restrictions are reintroduced. So I think we're currently in the sort of warming us up stage, and I think it is very likely that they will return, at least for the, you know, hardest months of winter.
Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting, actually, the fact that the government also has made this promise again, like, you know, a couple of months ago, that they wouldn't be putting people back into lockdown. And I always thought that was kind of interesting, given the fact that they kind of did have to backtrack after saying to, like, students, I think in particular, that they would be able to go back to university. They said that, oh, it might be staggered, and then students weren't able to go back for a long time. So I think it was kind of interesting that the government made this kind of promise that I don't really think that they could keep, and we're kind of beginning to see that now. So I think it's just kind of going to be a matter of waiting and seeing, you know, how much the cases rise and how much the government can also kind of convince people, I suppose, maybe to consider certain restrictions, and also to see how much how effective the vaccine boots and things like that are. So yeah, I think we'll just have to wait and see.
This is URN.